everybody. Welcome back to another great edition of Talking Ticks. I'm, of course, Scott Gerard. And joining me, of course, is Tommy Johnson and Daniel Zollinger. Everybody's back home safe and sound. A weekend of traveling. Well, not me, I guess. Just traveling around town. But hope you guys are doing good. Happy to cut it down with you again this week. Just some final baseball news. I mean, the regular season is over. And now we look forward to the SEC tournament and beyond. So, well, I mean, it's mostly just that. I mean, a few other things to mention, but it's about to be June, right? It's pretty slow, but it always seems to still trickle out no matter what. Want to see how you guys are doing. I know you all had your different respective traveling this weekend. Feel free to share if you like, but happy to be back with you and without a rain delay. How y'all doing?
Good. Good to be with you. Good to be talking about a LSU series win leading up to the big tournament in Hoover, which I know we always look forward to. So exciting things on the baseball front. And like you said, Scott, things are kind of winding down other than baseball. You know, this is we're getting to the slow season for this podcast. So,
yep. Might be putting some PTO soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good to be with y'all. And yeah, speaking of the year coming to an end, I was actually at LSU yesterday. I just got back home like an hour ago for LSU graduation. A family member was getting their undergrad degree, so congratulations to them. And yeah, I saw nothing really too much on the sports front. One LSU basketball player, Derek Fountain, got his like master's degree in that ceremony, so that was kind of cool. He was towering over everybody else. So I guess you need your degree if the basketball team is not doing so well these days. So good for him. But yeah, a lot of people, all the festivities going on with the graduation, so congrats to all of them. And baseball team did good. Hopefully did enough to get that top eight national seed. We'll see next week, but definitely excited for this new format SEC tournament starting in Hoover in a couple days with LSU slated for that Friday start. So yeah, good to get into that with y'all.
Yeah, I'm excited about the new format too. And wouldn't you know it, they I don't know if you noticed, but LSU started its series on Thursday. Everybody did, actually. Every SEC series had their had it start on Thursday, and no game yesterday, like no Saturday games started later than like 3 or 4. So obviously they wanted everyone to wrap up in time so that they could get plenty of rest to start this one and done tournament in Hoover this week. And like you said, LSU is going to be playing Friday night. I think we kind of lucked out because based on the top four seeding, you would either play Thursday night or Friday, but I kind of prefer Friday. We can go back to our usual starting rotation. I mean, that's why Cade Anderson didn't start on Thursday night. Don't know if it would have made a difference. I mean, we got the win with Cade and with Anthony Ianson yesterday. So LSU did close out the series and take the win, the series win, like you said, Tommy. It would have been nice to get the sweep, though. I think we would have felt a little bit more solid about a top eight seeding, regardless of what happens this week in Hoover. But, I mean, I don't think you can fault the Tigers too much, right? Like, even though we were kind of Johnny Holstaff on Thursday night, we still had the win up until the bottom of the ninth. They just kind of came back and took it from us, walked us off, kind of stole one. But otherwise, you know, the Tigers kind of had control of that game until then. Still got the series. That makes what? I think seven of 10. Series this season, which is great. The only ones above us in the rankings anyway are Arkansas and Texas. I mean, we beat Arkansas, but they just had a better conference record. So yeah, that sweep at Auburn hurt. Not getting that series against A&M, which would have really just been a difference of one game, or maybe that difference of one game at Texas. All those hurt us, because who knows, we could have I don't know if it would have changed our position in the SEC tournament much, but who knows? Maybe it would have locked up the top eight. Curious to hear what you guys think. I mean, it's great to get the series win. I mean, I'm not too brokenhearted. It was against Powell. I don't know if y'all watched the game and saw him strutting out to the mound at all, but I wish the guy well. He looks different, and by that I mean physically. He looks like an old man baseball coach. So God bless him. I'm not too bad of giving up the win against them at their house. It is a road SEC game, but man, they're like the second worst team in the league, and we just tend to do this on the road. I don't know. I'll shut up now. Tommy, take all from that what you want to.
I mean, overall, I'm excited about the series win. I think that was a good way to cap off the season. I mean, would you want to see a sweep? Absolutely. But I don't think that a sweep really changes much for LSU. Like, I don't think that winning that one game suddenly propels us. I mean, throughout the whole series, we're ranked number one in the nation right now. You can't really go much further than that. And like you said, Scott, the loss to Texas, and the losing to Auburn in this at their place kind of set us to where we were going to be for the SEC. So I don't really think that there was much to be gained. Obviously you want to, you know, it'd be great to sweep them because like you said, Palmieri is the coach and kind of want to, you know, show him something. But overall, I thought that we played decently. I thought that Ianson looked good. I thought that our performance yesterday was pretty good. And I'm glad we locked up the double bye, which was very, I mean, that was the most important thing about this series. Winning the series locks up the double bye in this Hoover tournament. But even still, I do wonder, I mean, how much does Hoover matter now? You know, if we're going to get a regional and hopefully a super regional either way, I'm not entirely sure how much it matters, but I'm glad we took care of it.
Yeah, and there'd been a little bit of buzz online, even though LSU did take 2 of 3 and won the series and we're already so highly ranked. People are saying like, oh, rankings don't matter that much when it comes to the actual NCAA tournament seeding. And given how hot some of the other SEC teams have been, like Vanderbilt and Florida have been like storming up the rankings, like could LSU get leapfrogged by a few people for that top 8 national seed? I don't think so. I think we did kind of just enough to sit where we're at. So maybe we slot in somewhere like the 6 to 7 range, even though we're a little bit higher in the rankings. But yeah, overall, pleased with the performance. That Thursday night game where we went with Connor Ware to start with. I guess that's an executive decision by Jay Johnson that didn't work out perfectly. It did okay. And we pulled him pretty quick, and then Jay Shores had some good innings in relief, and then Zach Cowan, ultimately like our number one reliever, gave up the few walks, and then we ended the game on the walk off wild pitch, which is a really bad way to end it. After blowing, I think, a 5-3 lead late in the game. So tough way to go on that one. Then afterwards, even Paul Menieri seemed kind of stunned. He was just kind of had like a blank expression. South Carolina was like running everywhere, and he just like, all right, well,
we won
a game. And then at least the next day on Friday, we went back to more classic LSU with Cade Anderson on the mound doing his thing, allowing only one run through like 6 2/3. And then the bats started coming alive. Jared Jones had 2 home runs in that game. And then another one yesterday, Ethan Frye.
He went off.
Yeah, Ethan Frye added a big one. And we need Jared Jones hot as our number one power threat. And if he can continue that momentum that he got from South Carolina into the SEC tournament, that's a big plus-plus for LSU. And then the rest of the bats across the board did pretty well, top to bottom. Even Michael Braswell had some nice hits against his former team, South Carolina. They
feels like he always plays good against South Carolina, which I mean, it's cool. I like that. Yeah, it's like he saves up something for the former team.
Yeah, and then Saturday, the rubber match was back to Anthony Ianson, who once again has performed well like he has in the last few weeks. Not as many strikeouts, only 5, but he went 7 innings, giving up 2 runs, so can't ask too much more of him for that one. And once again, another Jared Jones home run, and Jake Brown knocked one in as well. So the bat's looking a little more lively, which had been a bit of a concern in the past couple weeks. And so a nice little tune-up, and then because we're probably going to be playing a solid opponent no matter what in our first game, so got to be ready to roll. But given that we've got 2 really good starting pitchers, I'm pretty excited about our chances to at least take those first 2 games and make it to the final.
Yeah, and Jared Jones, man, guy, he can kind of hit a baseball pretty good. I mean, he moved into 3rd all-time on LSU's home run list. I think he's like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 ahead of Dylan Cruz. He's still a ways of Eddie Furness. I don't know if he's going to break Eddie Furness's record in the rest of this season because he's likely gone after that. But, yeah, two home runs in the game two. And did you see one of them, man? He just, like – I thought it was going to be
moonshots.
Like yeah, I thought yeah. it was going to be just a long fly ball and the guy was going to catch it like in the warning track. He hit it over the trees that they have in their, like, dead center field, like these tall evergreens. Hit it over the trees, which, by the way, they had – looked like there was a plaza back there because there was kids playing around, the ball bounced. LSU really, really could step up their outfield game a little bit, I feel, but I guess we'll save that for the offseason. But, man, yeah, he just crushed those home run balls. So pitch to him if you want to. Hopefully he, like you said, he stays hot and he can still bring it in the SEC. I feel like LSU just wins one game, like whoever we're going to play, because it's still to be determined. Luckily we have the double bye. It's either going to be the winner of the A&M, Mississippi State will then take on Auburn, and we will play the winner of that game. It'd be nice to play Auburn again and get some redemption, but then I really don't care as long as we just win that game. I don't care who it is against, you know. They could have an all-star team for all three of those teams if they want to, as long as we get the win. And it looks like we would have Cade Anderson, right, because it's a Friday evening game. So back on schedule for that. And I know the Tigers would definitely host a regional, so they would be back at home at the box on schedule that next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So looking forward to this week, I mean, I'd say the Tigers, it's a crapshoot really of who you would end up playing, but we've already faced, well, all of these teams. We did win against Mississippi State. Lost the series against both A&M and Auburn. But like I said, I think, man, you could look at either one of those series and say, yeah, we should have won either that one game or that one game, and we just didn't have it. So I don't know. It'll be interesting, I guess, most of all, to see how the Tigers play away from the box. We did pretty well this weekend as far as, you know, run support for our great pitching staff. It's just continuing it away from home in Hoover. Right, because I feel like our bat in our offense is a little bit more consistent these last few weekends.
I think so. I think that, I mean, we talked about it, I think 2 weeks ago, Scott. Like I think this was before Daniel came back, but like this team is really starting to peak. It seems like at the right time, and I'm excited to see it. Again, like you said, we have struggled on the road a little bit, and so. You know, this Hoover tournament will be a nice test, a nice tune up before what really could be the only, like, this could be our last home, I mean, our last away games before Omaha.
Yep.
If everything goes according to plan. So, an important, exciting tune up for that. But, I mean, I'm just, you know, happy, like we've talked about, I'm happy that we took care of business. We have a double bye, and we're going to be in a good position.
Yeah, and then another advantage of the double bye is that all three of the teams that LSU could possibly face, A&M, Mississippi State, or Auburn, will have used probably their best pitchers and maybe some of their good relievers as well, just to make it to the game against LSU. So we could be facing a depleted staff there. And Auburn, their number one starter, Sam Dutton, is a former LSU Tiger who had transferred there, and he beat us earlier in the season in the sweep at Auburn. So he'll likely throw their first game against whoever wins between Mississippi State and A&M. So probably won't face him, but they've got plenty of other offensive power on their bats as well as decent pitchers as well. So and A&M, they had a pretty rough season for the preseason number one. They're kind of fighting for their postseason. They basically need to win the SEC tournament to make it to the playoffs, which is kind of crazy. So they'll be scrapping for all they can. And Mississippi State's a decent team as well. But yeah, it should be interesting. And then even if we do win that game on Friday, then the next one, the semifinals on Saturday, is against Arkansas's quadrant, who we beat 2-1 just the previous week, but very dangerous. And then Who knows who we can match up at the end, possibly number one Texas, which would be pretty sweet to get revenge against them. Obviously, it's a long road to get there, but we've got two solid starters to go Friday, Saturday, and then it's kind of all hands on deck for the Sunday championship game, I would say. But yeah, looking forward to it. And you mentioned our struggles on the road. It is a small sample size, but LSU is 4-0 on the season in neutral site games. Most of those coming at the beginning of the season and those kind of like Texas showcase matches, but still there won't be as much of a home field advantage, I would think. There'll be plenty of Auburn fans there if that's who we're playing, considering that it is in Alabama, but LSU fans do travel well either way. And fingers crossed, the weather's actually looking pretty good in Hoover this week. So we'll see if there's any rain delays and schedule adjustments, but hopefully things keep rocking and if we can take the field as planned and get some W's.
And it is a holiday weekend too, so I think some people will probably take advantage of that. You know, LSU didn't have to play until Friday, so you took that Friday off. You got yourself a nice long weekend, especially if the Tigers wrap things up on Sunday, because it gives you that extra day to kind of get back home and readjust. It's the end of the season going into the postseason, and you kind of want to carry that momentum. I think Jay Johnson said something in an interview after game three yesterday where he's like, 7-8-9. They were already up at that point, but he said, we got to go out and kill these last three innings and take this home because, you know, that's what we need to do. We can't lose in the bottom of the ninth like Friday or Thursday night. So they have been really good closing out games as of late. So I think, you know, tinkering with the lineup, yeah, that helps. Flipping back and forth between Jake Brown and Josh Pearson in right field, yeah, that helps. I think we're fine, right? It's just these guys just delivering. It's baseball. Once we get to the box, I think we're okay. We'll probably see ourselves in Omaha, but, you know, a lot to talk about until then. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, these should be close games. All the SEC teams are so good. And you mentioned Josh Pearson. That brings up two plays from the first game that we lost that kind of may have been forgotten. One good, which was Josh Pearson diving catch in right field, followed by throw tag out with Stephen Milam at second base for the turn of the double play. That was awesome. But then we also had, I think in the same inning on offense, two kind of boneheaded base running mistakes, making the first and the third out at third base, like trying to stretch singles. So I just got to minimize the mistakes like that. You don't want to give your opponent any free passes because you need every run you can get. And so maybe Jay Johnson did a little base running clinic this week, but we'll see what happens.
He did. Curiel, I in that same interview, I was watching Jay Johnson. They interviewed a couple other guys. One of them was Curiel. He owned up to it. He said, yeah, that was my fault. I should have slid. I mean, it was in the left fielder's arm, and I knew better. So, you know, like you said, Jay Johnson probably just had to say, hey, you know what happened there? Yeah. And they're able to move on. Curiel seems like a smart guy. I don't imagine that's going to happen again. If it does, then, you know, I guess we'll bring it up then too, but I just don't see it happening. But yeah, that's it. I mean, we're in the postseason now, baby. It's almost June. This is what's going to carry us at least for a little bit while longer, closer to football season, which is what it's all really about. Just kidding. But in a way, you know, it's always football season, right? With recruiting and all that. I know Daniel saw some Australian football guys we could probably use. But it's always recruiting season. I know we're recruiting now still, but we do have a good class. But before we issue completely off the diamond talk, did want to mention that LSU softball will not be moving on into the postseason. They did host a regional this weekend, but unfortunately they lost twice, in fact, to Southeast Louisiana. So lost their own regional. I don't know. We had high hopes to begin the season. I don't know. I'll leave the hot seat talk to Tommy on whether that's Beth Torino or not. But I don't know. I have some thoughts on this because, you know, a lot of people are really just frustrated and upset by it. Like, how could we lose this? And I'm thinking, wow, I didn't realize how many softball fans we had. But people are paying attention. Right. When your school is winning, you pay attention. So I don't know. Yeah, it sucks we lost. It sucks we lost to a regional that we were hosting. But I don't know. Does LSU really value softball enough for for all of us to really like be invested in it.
I would say so. I think there's a strong contingent of LSU softball fans.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if you know, you fire the coach based on this one, like, you know, loss in a home regional, but yeah. I feel like we've done that before. Didn't we lose to baseball wise?
Yeah, we lost.
I don't know that we lost at home in a regional. That was back in Paul's days, right? I know we lost a super regional to Stony Brook.
That was the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, not, I don't think so. Not recently. But I guess my point is that people are saying, you know, they're all frustrated about this. Like they want changes made. I'm like, but it's not a sport that really generates any revenue. It's like, what are they going to do? Buyout Serena? Cause I think we're already like fifth or sixth on the SEC buyout list as far as what schools are paying former coaches. That came out this week. I don't know if y'all saw that. A&M's way ahead of everybody else, by the way. Thanks, Jimbo. Right. It's like, what are we going to do? Are we going to spend more money on a sport that is, you know, more or less a depreciating value until it can generate revenue? Like even men's basketball generated revenue last year, but softball doesn't. So I get the fans' perspective on, yeah, we want to win. We had good talent this year. Well, there's definitely a following, like you said, Tommy, people to watch it, not only see it at home, but travel and watch it. But if it still loses money, like why would you like pay a lot more to get whoever the next hothead coach is if it's still going to lose you money? You know,
I think it might just have to do with the championship desire, kind of like how we've seen over the past couple of years in football with Brian Kelly. Like we made the big hire, get Brock Kelly on, and we've had success, but we haven't made a playoff, much less sniffed a national championship. And then fans are already in some quadrant saying, can Kelly ever do it? Yeah, exactly. And so similarly, like on softball, I'm not the biggest fan, don't know that much, but I know Beth Tarina has been there for a while and they've had success. They've made regionals and super regionals and I think maybe one or two women's college world series, but they haven't brought home a trophy. And so fans are thinking like, if we can win a championship in football, like we did with Edo, baseball with Jay Johnson, gymnastics Mulkey. Won one last year, right. And women's basketball, Kim Mulkey. Yeah, it's like that's just all the sports kind of a rising tide, and I think that's the same frustration with men's basketball. It's so pathetic right now. It's like you got to do something there, but I think the softball is kind of close but no cigars, so like Beth Tarina can never make it happen. I guess Scott Wilbur, we need you to pay a little bit of money to get, I couldn't tell you one softball head coach, but
he's the hot coach on the market right now.
Exactly. Buy some NIL recruits. There's gotta be some high school flamethrowers out there. But just to make a little something happen, make a change. And I guess all good publicity is good. I mean, the stuff with LSU gymnastics winning the national championship and all that brought good attention to LSU and lifts the whole athletic department. So if softball's good, then it benefits everybody. But I agree with you, Scott, that I'm not sure how much you want to spend or whatever to do that, or maybe there's other better investments. But hopefully they can either do better next season with the same talent they have or make a change and improve.
Yeah, because like you said, even if they do win a title, yeah, that could bring more attention, probably more revenue, because, you know, it's more games in wherever they play. I think it is Oklahoma too, right? Like wherever they play the Women's College World Series. But I just still don't know if it's enough to bridge the gap of the program itself losing money. Now, football, as you mentioned, they definitely made enough for a lot. There was a lot of teams that didn't make money, and football made, I think, revenue $58 million, at least the year before last, because it, you know, it kind of blends from one year to the other. But $58 million, that's pretty good. Now, that if that's enough to fund all the other sports, great. Maybe we don't have to look at, you know, nickel and dime the programs individually. But yeah, it's just like, what, Who's like, I don't even know if about softball, like who's the biggest coach out there? Even when we were looking for a baseball coach, right? It's like, we knew who we wanted. We're like, oh, well, obviously Tony Vitella should come here because we perceived him as one of, if not the best coach in America. And we are obviously the best place to coach. So we'll just get him, right? No, we got this guy out of Arizona, Jay Johnson. Okay, let's see how this works. Boom. National title already.
Yeah.
About to compete for another one. So it, you know, I guess it kind of goes back to trust in Scott, right? Trust in Scott Woodward.
Seems like that's all we can do these days is trust in Scott Woodward.
For better or worse.
Right. But anyway, I don't know if y'all had any other diamond dishes for that, but there was one other thing I did want to mention, which was a sport that is still going on, track and field. They wrapped up the SEC outdoor tournament. Women finished 7th overall, men finished 9th. I mean, there's still nationals to go, so even if the team itself doesn't look like it's destined to pull home a title, it could still be in individual efforts, because Michaela Rose did win the 800-meter title, actually her 6th of her career, so congrats to that, to her on that. And did I see another Duplantis making points with the pole vault? It is Johanna Duplantis. I mean, I don't know. She was the coach. You mentioned her recently, but I mean, it's another Duplantis doing pole vault. How could you not root for them, right? I think Mondo's got like his 10th world not title, but like world record in a row. So that'd be great if more than one could do it. But I guess there's still maybe some news to come out about track and field. But just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I had like one note on the track stuff that may be of interest to football fans, but LSU true freshman wide receiver Jelani Watkins, who didn't really get much, if any, playing time last year, but he's still a true freshman, got 3rd in the country in the 100-meter dash. I think he had like a 10.04 or something. I think he got 2nd in the 200 meters and then walked a guy down. It was a really good race just to finish 2nd. So awesome for the speedster, and if he can put that track speed on display on the football field this fall, then he may be able to work himself into a starting roster. But yeah, they say speed kills, and we saw that late in the season, like with Chris Hilton and his resurgence, and we got other really fast guys like Aaron Anderson and Kyle Parker, so we'll be giving Nussmeier some deep threats. But yeah, just a name to watch for football, Jelani Watkins, and hopefully he can keep that blazing track speed and translate that into some football success.
Absolutely. Speaking of football, I don't think there's any news that came out of that realm, right? Like there wasn't any new portal additions. Definitely not any lost portal losses.
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what else, guys? Because I feel like we kind of covered everything there was to cover so far.
I think that was it. The only thing you mentioned about Scott Woodward, another Scotty Scheffler won the PGA Championship today, and 1 year from his arrest at the former PGA Championship, but he couldn't make it in. They let him in, and he took it down today, so congrats to him.
Yeah.
That's right. They arrested him in the parking lot, right, because of some thing that was happening.
Yeah, like a traffic misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there. Anyway, I guess that'll about do it for us here on Talk of Tigs. Tune in next week. We will have actually all of the SEC tournament in its entirety, win, lose, or draw. Well, there's not going to be a draw. And it doesn't look like there's going to be any weather delays, but sorry if I'm jinxing it, but, fingers crossed, because there were no weather delays this weekend. They're doing the one game, and that's it. For this SEC tournament, they're obviously tired of trying to fit it all in like a 5-day weekend with rain delays. It's just not possible. And it looks like the baseball gods are going to shine for us this weekend. So I think we'll have it all done, and we might know where the Tigers will be seated by this time next weekend. So definitely tune in for that, as well as anything else that comes down the pike. But that'll do it for us here on Talking Tigs. Until then, stay safe, stay tuned, and we'll talk to you next time right here on Talking Tigs.